These 2 weeks, 77, I have 2 things I want to announce. First of all, unfortunately, tomorrow I won't be here because I have to go to Boston, the funeral of my father. Secondly, but Wednesday there will be a regular share at a regular time, but not tomorrow. Tomorrow there's no share. And then I want to rectify something. Because Shabeshte keeping the whole old. Now here, I was a Grishani of Shabeshte. I mentioned the Mishneh Berurah I once read in a journal that was years ago, that was probably 45 years ago. So in a journal, I read, someone wrote, someone who is knowledgeable, not a scholar. So he said, that Mishneh Berurah was a machmer, Chaim was a machmer, and principle was a machmer, and he did not mention Shittes of Kule, but Shittes of Chumre mentioned. And he mentioned as an example the fact that the Mishneh Berurah did not mention that the Goyen paskins like this, listen, there are many of the Shanim who agree with this machine. So I said, I mean that. And at that time, I looked it up in Mishneh Berurah, I didn't see it. But it was pointed out to me, he does mention it further, not at the beginning, in Simen Shinat Ches further. So, Shabeshte keeping the whole law. So, I was a cliché near the Shabeshte. I mean, but it doesn't change whatever I said. Because true, the Mishneh Berurah does mention the Shita, and he says, B'mokim tzeirach, so one can be singer. But only the Mokim Tzeirach, not the Mokim Tzeirach, not. So whatever I said is true, I mean, but the one thing I said was a mistake, so I want to rectify it. Shouldn't be Shabeshte keeping the whole over. True, I was a Klisheni, alright, so Klisheni is not in Vashon, but the mistake is a mistake. Klisheni or Klisheni. Okay. Now, but it doesn't affect what I said. I'm not rejecting what I said, not one iota. Whatever I said, on the contrary, the Mishneh Berurah mentions it, and he said, "B'mokim tzeirach ol nismich." But why only mokim tzeirach? There are many rishenim. Thesis is not the Shittas Yochid. Many rishenim, and the goyim paskens like that. So many times the Mishneh Berurah, when it's a question of the rabbanon, so he says, "Yesh lahokil the rabbanon." But and here I only said the Mokim Tzeirach is. Why? Because the Mishneh Berurah felt that today it's not many of the Rishenim who are not here, so they hold that because you see Teisa Shita is that it is Mutar because the Halacha is like Chameya, period. But the Palamoya Shita is that it's muter, the halacha is like a mayor, but it's halacha the mirimke. And we either know that here is some mele, according to these rishonim, so we cannot be matter today, because certainly today you're not neter. That goes without saying. Alright, now the mission. In eisnin beitzo bitzadamecha, bishvil shetiz galge, lo yakkienu bisudrit. So one is not allowed to put a beitzah adjacent to the kettle. In other words, even if he doesn't put the beitzah on the stove. Let's say, suppose there is a stove. This is the stove, and then there is a gdeiro that stands on the stove, and the gdeiro, the shulah gdeiro protrudes. And then he pushes over a table, let's say, and on that table he puts an egg. And the egg is away from the stove, but it's near the stove, so the heat of the fire extends to the table. Mele, the bait, so it's cooked by being placed adjacent to the stove, to the kettle. So that's also Bishul. And the Gemara points out it's Bishul Midrash, not only Midrabah. Why? Because there's no difference whether Yom Vashel Be'er in fire or Bitel the Seder. That's a derivative of fire. So Mele, if you put a Beitz of Zerameichan, even though it's away from the stove, but somehow the heat of the stove reaches the Beitz and the Beitz becomes cooked, so it's Chayev V'Chatos. In Eastern Beitz of Zerameichan, Bishvilshet is Galge, V'Liavkienu Bishudri. Suppose you have a towel that was heated by the sun, it's very hot, and then if you put an egg on that hot, heated towel, so the egg will become cooked. So here we don't have midraise, because midraise, it's only there is a chiyuv of bishul when yam vashel beir or bitildes. But if yam vashel bechamo or bitildes chamo, there is no bishul midraise. But till this chamo, let's say a towel that was heated by the sun, and you put an egg on it, and it becomes cooked, so then it's also midrava. But chamo itself is mutarid midrava. I mean, it sounds a little like paradoxical, but that's the way it is. Chamo itself is mutarid midrava. Suppose, let's say, it's a very hot summer day and the sun is very hot, let's say, and suppose you put an egg on the table on the porch, or let's say you have a table, let's say, in the lawn, and the sun is very hot, you put an egg on the table in the lawn, it might become cooked, so it's mutar. It doesn't involve being in the lawn. But Tildis Hamo is also. In other words, why should Tildis Hamo be more Hamo than Hamo itself? The answer is Tildis Hamo, so it's more usual than the Hamo. You see, Tildis Hamo, it's more usual. As a matter of fact, Rashi, Daf Lamed Tes points out, so he says, Omer Rav Nachman, Bichamo de Kol Alma Lepliga Disho. Even Rabbono, you are allowed to cook an egg in the Chamo, in the sun itself. To put it on the table, let's say it's a very hot day, and you put an egg on the table to become cooked, you're allowed to do it. But to put an egg on a towel that was heated by the sun, you're not allowed. So Rashi says, V'chamo b'shemesh d'shore de'in dera b'shule b'kach. V'chamo b'yom l'michlife d'livzir ho to ho. So Rashi emphasizes that the only reason as to why v'chamo itself is not even mosam d'rabonon, because it's not dera b'shule b'kach. Now the Shaila arose in Israel, and in Neam you have tshuves from certain Rabbonim Matir and certain Rabbonim Wasad. I think that the Rabbonim Wasad are right on the basis of this Rashi. Du Chemesh. In Israel they have Du Chemesh. It's not like solar heat that we have in this country. Solar heat is still this Hamas, so that's certainly also in the Rabbonim. But Du Chemesh is Mamesh Becham. Mamish Bechamo. It's not Tildis Chamo, it's Bechamo. So there are certain Rabbonim who are moderate. But many Rabbonim in Noam, he had many Chuvis years ago. So as of that, and I think that this Rashi, it's Mashma, that it's also because Rashi says that Bechamo de Kulalmu et Ligi di Shore. Why? Din Dea Bishul Bikach. Why does Rashi emphasize Din Dea Bishul Bikach? The implication being, suppose it's Dera Bishul Bikach, so then it's also Midrabonot, of course not Midrais. So Du Chemesh is Dera Bishul Bikach. In Israel they all use it as the usual thing, so it's also Midrabonot. But to put an egg on the table in a lawn on a very hot July day, August day, when the sun is burning hot, and the egg will become cooked by placing it on the table, so then it's not Ildis Chamo, it's Chamo itself, and it's not Dera Bishuri Bikach, so it's Muta Vibmi Rabba. But to put an egg in a scarf that was heated by the sun, in a towel that was heated by the sun, and then the egg becomes cooked not through the sun. Let's say the towel, you could put the towel indoors, in the rooms, but the towel itself is very hot, and then it becomes cooked because of the heat produced by the towel. So that still is chamo, it's a derivative of the sun, it's not chamo itself. So that's also a kind of the rubber. The Rabbi Yisimat, Rabbi Yis, yes?
Mashmah from Rashi that if it would be there, Bishulah Bekach, then it would be also with the Raisa.
No.
Rashi says, in there, Bishulah Bekach, but Tamar Bar Limit,
but that, Rashi couldn't say that, because the Rabbonon of Rabbi Yisi say that Hamavashel Bechamitvali is Bota. Hamitvali is certainly there, Bishulah Bekach. I mean, the Gemara talks of all kinds of Bishulim that took place in Hamitvali, I mean, our Mishnah too, I mean, but of Bishulim Mamesh, I mean. So, Hamitvali is a hot geyser, like the hot geysers, the hot springs in Colorado. You know, it's very high, I mean, the temperature might be even 2,000, I mean, I don't know whether Hamitvali, the hot spring in Tvali, was 2,000 or 3,000 degrees Fahrenheit. But in Colorado, they have hot springs that are 3,000 degrees Fahrenheit. So, is there a Bishulim Bekach? But it's not age. And according to Rabbi Yisi, it's chayev because Hamitvali is mevashel. So the Gemara discusses it. But in Midrashi, it couldn't be osa. As a matter of fact, and I don't want to be quoted in that, because to quote that to other people, even to rabbis, you know, is a dangerous thing. Then it will have a slippery slope. You know what a slippery slope is? Sometimes there is a slope, and it's so a slope, you have to be careful, you know, you shouldn't fall off. But if the slope is slippery, you know, so then even if you are careful, it still is a constant process. So I don't want to be quoted, but let's say microwave oven will not involve a locked rice microwave oven. It's not here. According to Rabbi Yisi, maybe Rabbi Yisi says that Hamitvali has in the Zachir Bishul, maybe might, what we don't pass like Rabbi Yisi. He saw some Rabbanon, but I don't want to be quoted. But it's important to know, in case of the Chilish Yesh B'Sakon, let's say, and you have to be Mevashel, and suppose you have two ovens, you have a regular style, a gas stove, an electrical stove, and you have a microwave stove, and there is a chiddush shavus akon, you have to be mevashel. So then you should be mevashel in a microwave oven, not in a regular stove. But, so I don't want that I should be broken. But there wouldn't be any melacha derais. The Rabbi Yisi matter, so Rabbi Yisi holds that since the chamo itself it's not osea, so mele till this chamo it's not osea either, not even drabo. Now the Mishnah mentions another halacha: v'lo yatmineo b'chel u'b'avak droch b'shvil shetitzle. Let's say on the beach, the sand, on a sunny day, so the sand is very hot, it's very hot. If you touch the sand, so it's yati lettuce. So then you're not allowed to put an egg on the sand to be matni. You don't say not allowed to put. You're not allowed to thrust in the egg to be matni in the sand. Now the Morris Kashi is in the Mishnah mentions two halachas. In the Reish it mentions. So the Mishnah says that Rabbi Yisi is chilek. Then in the Seife, so let's call it the Seife. The Seife, the Mishnah says, So, so the Mishnah should say, V'Rabbi Yisi Mater, in the same way. That's the Gemara's Kashi. V'Atman V'Chil V'Lifnik Nam Rabbi Yisi B'Ho. So Rabbo Amar Zeyo Shemayatum V'Remetz. Rabbi Yisi Foma Mipnei Shemayzis Ofom in Kemi. So in other words, so here on the second din mentioned the Mishnah, Rabbi Yisi is not chil. Because the second din does not have to be based upon the Yisa the Rabbonon of Bishul B'til Dishan. Without recourse to the Yisa and the Rabbonon of Bishul B'til Dishan. Because of Itzira, Shemayatim Remez, or because Meiz Dofen Kemek. So there's a Machlekes, Rashi Teises, what does it mean Meiz Dofen Kemek? Rashi says Meiz Dofen Kemek means because some of the clouds of earth, let's say in the hail, so might still be mechuber attached, and then when he thrusts in an egg into the sand, so he's a chaos, so it's a meloche of chayfer. And Rav Natam says that it's made of kine, it means because mukse, because of tilfu mukse. Anyway, whatever the reason is, so the second din, Rabbi Yisi is made. Rabbi Yisi is only chilek on the first din. In other words, that Midrabbonon it's also to be Vashel b'til this Chamo. So Rabbi Yisi says, since b'chamo it's muta Midrabbonon, so till this Chamo couldn't be more Chamo than Chamo itself. But the second din does not have to be based upon the Yisa Midrabbonon because of Bishul b'til this Chamo. It is based either because of Zero Shemayat and Beremetz or because Meiz is Ofo Mimkin. Maises shall also anshit ferye the view silen shall seinen lise hamo shall hamit. So hamit ferye is a hot spring and then it's very hot. So the anshit ferye, so they thrust a tube in the hamit ferye, and that tube, so there was cold water, and through by thrusting the tube with the heretofore cold water in the Hamit Ferye, so the cold water inside the tube so were heated. So the Hamit, the Anshit Ferye, Maise Shos Anshit Ferye, the Usilin Shol Tzinen, we say Hamo Shol Hamit. Om Umlem Chachomim, in Bishabes, Kirchamim, so it appears from the Gemara further that the Tafon Tesamid Beis, it wasn't the Danshit Ferye did it on their own. They had a tzak from earlier Chachmit Ferye, because in the Gemara there is a Machleke between Ule and Rav Nachman, whether we passed like the Chachomim or like Danshit Ferye. If Danshit Ferye did it on their own, I mean, how can one mandoma say we passed like Danshit Ferye? So obviously they did it because they asked the shaile of the earlier Chachomim in Tveraye, and they were matter them to do it. But then the Chachomim in Tveraye later asked them, Omulem Chachomi, in Bishabes, not only that it's also the Chachomim in Tveraye said, not only it's also to do it, but you cannot even use it. So, in Bishabes, if it was done, now they did it Erev Yom Tov. They thrust in the tube with cold water in the Hamit Ferye, and they wanted to use the water for drinking, for washing their faces. I mean, their hands. I mean, and perhaps for a chitzas chol gufe. I mean, so. Omru Chachomim, not only you're not allowed to do it lechatchile, but the Evet is also in Bishabes, if you did it Erev Shabes, is Kechamim Shehu Chamu Bishabes Ve'asurim Bechitzeu Bishir. In Biyontev, Kechamim Shehu Chamu and Gemore says that even if it is done Erev Shabbos, so it's all sorts. So in the Shabbos kechamin shulchan in the Shabbos vashulim bechite we see it. So mele if it was done, oisans. So in the Shabbos, so Rashi says that the Chachma Tverya didn't mean in the Shabbos if they thrust the tube on Shabbos. No, they thrust the tube erev Shabbos. But in the Shabbos, oisans shebo the Shabbos. In other words, because there was a continuous flow of water, you know, flow of cold water, you know, through the tube. So there was a lot of water that was flowing on Shabbos. The tube itself was lost erev Shabbos, but any water that was passed through the tube and was heated on Shabbos, even though they didn't do anything. They only did a ma'ase erev Shabbos. Also, see, I mean, Teisves, there is one pshat Teisves that actually there was a tarubes of the water for the holes in the tube, but most Rishonim say no, there was nothing that took place on Shabbos. On Shabbos, so it was done by itself. So, but any water that passed by itself and was heated on Shabbos has the same din like chamim shehu chamu b'Shabbos v'asurim b'chitzu v'siyeh. So it's even more severe. In Yontev, so kechamim shehu chamu b'Yontev v'asurim b'chitzu mutorim b'siyeh. Now, the Mishnah said, let Rashi. In Eastern Beach with Sami, Hom Kumkinesh on Heshes, Bishwil Shetis Galgil, Shetitz Rexa, such a Hemiru Gales, the Afghan of Bisutrin, the Ishberen of Suda, Shuham Behamo, Kiddi Shetitz Lemechim, Shal Suda, Behu Balantrofim, Shuham Mikiahamo, or more before Shamali Poly Habiz in the hall, Behu Silim Begay, so the Silim was thrust Erev Shabbos. Shaltzein en kedil echamon dam bain im shochin u boim kol haShabbos. So it is a pipe through which the water was constantly flowing, cold water, and the moment it passed through the tube that was lost in the Chametz Ve'Aryeh, it was heated. So l'sichamo shal Chametz Ve'Aryeh im b'Shabbos is yiboy b'Shabbos hoch agasin on kechamim shehu chamum. Now iboyel, the Mishnah says a nesnim beitzo bitzadamech. It's also to do it. But the question is, Gilgamesh, does it involve only a Mitzvah Rabbanon, or it involves a Mitzvah Reis? Omar Yisrael Gilgal Chayef Chatos. In other words, there is no difference between Mivashel Be'er Mamesh or Be'er Seir. So Mitzvah Reis is Chayef. A Gilgal Chayef Chados. Omar, in other words, and the halacha is that even if somebody will be Mevashel in Niklerishin, so he's also Chayef. The Glital says that according to Yerushalmi, only if he's Mevashel al Niklerishin on the stove, so he's Chayef. But in Niklerishin of the stove, according to Yerushalmi, the Abinezer says he's not high, but it's not so bold that Yerushalmi, but of course, I mean, the Abinezer will also be made there. We pass like the Babli, the Klerishin is Mevashel, we'll soon see it anymore. But the Abinezer says that Yerushalmi is chilek, that there is no chiyuv of Bishul by Mevashel in the Klerishin of the fire. In other words, suppose you had let's say hot water. You took off the kettle with hot water. You took off the fire, you put it on the table. Then you'll take an apple and you will immerse it in the hot water. So according to your Shalme, the Amnidah says you're not right, but it's not mukha. It's not mukha. Anyway, that everybody agrees that according to the Babli, so there is no difference between Vashel, Klerishin on the fire or Klerishin of the fire. As long as it's Yatzeledes, so there is a Chiyuv of Bishul. So here too, even if he put the egg adjacent to the stove, away from the stove, but the heat of the stove extends to it and cooks it, so then yachai v'chatos. Oma mavrid rabbi nafanan amtiyone, kol shebo bicham nufnei ha-shabes, shirneisi bicham in bi-shabes, bichol shalibbo bicham nufnei ha-shabes, madichneisi bicham in bi-shabes, חוץ נמליח היושן וכל יסעס פונן שעד החוסון זו יגמר מלאכתון שמע מנו. So כל שבו בחם מפני השבס, anything that was pre-cooked before Shabbos, that's the law of an bishlach habish. So anything that is בו בחם מפני השבס that was pre-cooked and was in special כל צורכי, so then the law is שירים איסי בחמים בשבס. So then, let's say you had an apple that was cooked before Shabbos, but the apple was kept in the fridge there, let's say, over Friday night. And then the apple is cold, you want to warm up the apple. So, and you have a pot with water that is off the stove, and you put the apple in order to warm up the apple, you put the apple in that clearish of the fire, so it's muta. Kol shebo mecham lefnei ha-shabes, because of him bishul achabishul, since the apple was already cooked, so mimele you can warm it up in a clearish of the fire, but only of the fire. But suppose the tea kettle is to stand on the brach, you're not allowed to put the apple that was cooked before Shabbos in the water and the tea kettle that is on the brach, because it's not more lenient than chazore la'achash and nosne al gabi karkes is also because of merzik mivasha. Certainly, because it's in the sinner chadosh also, it's also as merzik mivasha. If you put an apple that was cooked before Shabbos and you put it in the water and the tea kettle, in the water and the ticket on the plech, so it's merzik mivashel. But when is there a niser of merzik mivashel? That is only, as I mentioned last week, that is only when it's on the stove. But if it's off the stove and it's in special kotzorche, so then if it's, so then there is no niser of merzik mivashel. If it's not this special kotzorche, there could be a misa, he said last week.
But first, so here that it could be shayach nesek mivashel off the stove also.
Where?
The end of the week.
Which you mean?
First, it's called Shabbat Mechamim. The end of the week, I feel the fishing and sharing the herbs online, Mechamim nesek mivashel.
Now, that's in regards to kol shaloi bo bechamim, so it wasn't pre-cooked. So it wasn't pre-cooked. So then even though klisheni is not mivashel, but merzik mivashel it is. So that's why I emphasize. Only if it's mivashel kol tzorchei, so then there is no issue of merzik mivashel. Merzik mivashel, if it's off the stove. But if it's not this vashel kol tzorchei, so even in iklisheini, there could be a nisa of merzikim vashel. But now when Tesis is reference to the second, to the seife of this gemara, kol shaloi bo b'chamim, I'm explaining now kol shebo b'chamim v'nei Shabbos. So it was pre-cooked before Shabbos. Some mele in bishlach habishul. But since in bishlach habishul you're allowed to be shared, to soak it, in, let's say, in the tea kettle that is standing on the table, to warm up the apple that was already pre-cooked in his bashel kotzorche Friday, Thursday Friday. But on the stove, you're not allowed. And as in the klavishin, because of merzik and bashel, even though it was pre-cooked, because it's not any more lenient than chazore on the stove after you put it for a moment al gabi karke, because nisina chadosha on the stove is osa mitzat merzik mivashel. So kol shebo becham fnei ha-shabes shir nis becham v'shabes, that's based upon the halacha of him bishlach habishl. V'chol shaloi bo b'chamim lifnei Hashabbos. But if something was not pre-cooked, before Shabbos, let's say a raw apple, but you want to soak it in hot water. You're not allowed to soak it in hot water. But you're allowed to pour hot water from the kelim. Madichnei sibicham b'shabes. Why? So there are two lishenes in Tesvis. One lashon in Tesvis is that when it says Madichnei sibicham b'shabes, it's of course it has reference to lisheni, but it's lav dafke madichin. You can even share it in lisheni. In other words, let's say you boiled water in a ticket. Now you took off the ticket from the breath and you pour in water into a glass. So the glass is the water in the glass is yatz lettuce, but it's a cliche. So according to one Lashon Tesvis, you are allowed to put in the raw apple in the glass. Share it. But why does the Mishnah say Madichnis v'cham v'shabes? So it is reference to Klisheni. So you should say even share it in Klisheni. So Tesis says Einachnam even share in Klisheni. We'll see the Tesis. So even share in Klisheni, because Klisheni is not Mevashi. So even with Rabbonon there is no Isa Bishop in Klisheni. The second Lashon in Tesis is that Madichani is Becham Vishabes, of course, has reference to Klisheni, but it means Madichani is Becham Vishabes, so has reference to a Klisheni, but even a Klisheni you're not allowed to be Shere, a Roef, you're not allowed to be Shere. Why not? But Klisheni is not Mevashel, but Merzeki Mevashel it is. Since it wasn't Mizbashel, so then it's Merzek Mevashel, even a cliche. But if you want to pour hot water from the cliche upon the raw apple, that you can do. So, in other words, that means that if you pour hot water from the tea kettle, that's the clear issue, into a glass, then you pour water from this glass into another glass. So that's a klishlishi. So in the klishlishi, you're allowed to soak the water. And not only you're allowed to soak in the klishlishi, you can even pour from the glass hot water upon the water. You put, let's say, the raw apple in a plate, and then you pour hot water from the cliché. So that means, so there are 2 days in Tesvis. According to 1 day in Tesvis, so cliché is not mubashal, and it's musa given to be shared in the cliché. Another wash in Tesvis, cliché is not mubashal with the raise, but with the rabbonon it's also mitzat merzik and mubashal, not all special, not as special combo. But it's merzik and mevashel, but to be miare from the klisheni, so that you are you are allowed to be miare from the klisheni, you are allowed. The shaila is whether you're allowed to be shayre in the klisheni, but you from the klisheni certainly. But both klishenis and tesis agree that when the Gemara says Bechol shalui bo becham ufnei Shabbos madichni se becham b'Shabbos, so it has reference to a cliche nechamim, not a klirishin, but klirishin chamim is certainly osa to be mi'aref from a klirishin is certainly osa, but this is not such a double poshut either. In this Tesvis it goes without saying that according to this Tesvis it's osa, but there is a machlekes l'sheni. But the Machlekes Rishenim is not mentioned here. The Machlekes Rishenim is mentioned that man tases, that man veils on the days, the long tases, the Barmasl, Avol Nesnu, Sechakor, and in the long tases, in Zvochem, Daf Tzadik Hei, on the days, there is a very long tases. So, there are three shittes of Rishenim. The shita of the Rashbam is, according to the Rashbam, so when the Mishnah says, "V'chol shalibo bechamim," but we don't pass him like Rashbam. "V'chol shalibo bechamim lifnei Shabbos madichlis becham b'Shabbos," means you can pour hot water on Shabbos and in raw apple. So it doesn't mean dafke iklishen, even iklishen. Because Iro is not Mubashi. Iro from Eklidishin is not Mubashi. The question is, how can Iro from Eklidishin is not Mubashi? So that's the Rashbam Shitti. Then there are two other Shittas of Hashem. The Shitta of the Ri in Shabbos, that man base on base, that Teisveis, the Ramas level. The Shitta of the Ri is that klishen is that iru from the klishen is mevash bishel gomo, not only kedi klipe, it's mevash al bishel gomo, it's mevash al bishel gomo, iru from klishen is mevash al bishel gomo. Now the question is, all the rishenim as the kashe, how could we say that? So in other words, the Rashbam and the Riyah are min akotze lakotze, are at opposite poles. According to the Rashbam, so Iro from the tradition is not in Vashel living in the Klippe, nothing. The Shita of the Ri is that Iro from the tradition is in Vashel Bishel Gomo. Then Teisves, the second Lashon in Teisves, Daf Menveis, or Menveis says, that Iro from the tradition is Mivashel, Midraise Mivashel, but only Kide Klippe, not Bikuri. Why does Teisve say that Iro from the tradition is only Mivashel, Kide Klippe, not Bikuri? Because of the Gemara in Psochem, that's in your Yodei Indian. Because in Morim Psochem da Fein Bob, there is a machleket between Rav and Shmuel, whether it lo yigovar or tato yigovar. Lo yigovar, tato yigovar. So the question is, Cham, let's say, suppose somebody will pour hot milk over cold meat. Will the meat become osir, or the meat will not become osir? So Rav says, lo yigovar. Since you pour hot milk over cold meat, so the hot milk, that's the upper thing. So, and the cold meat is the tatoe. So Mele, we say that the lawyer is Govah prevails, so everything becomes ham. So Mele, the meat becomes also, the whole piece of meat becomes also, it's at Basa B'cholof, like Bosor that was in his bashel with cholov. A seed, hot milk had been poured over hot meat. The same thing, even though the meat was cold, but that's the butter. But the milk, that's the eloi, is hot. So mele, the meat becomes awesome. It's a bosor b'cholov. Shmuel says, Tatoyikov, that the bottom prevails, and we pass like Shmuel, even though generally so it's Hilchos Ikra V'Yisure, but here the Gemara says that the Halacha is like Shmuel, that a toigo. So that means if one pours hot milk over cold meat, so then it's a toigo va, and the milk is mutabach, the meat is mutabachile. But the Gemara says, even though it's tatoigova, so the bottom prevails, so in the course of a few moments it will become cold. But until it manages to until it becomes it until it becomes cold, so it manages to be locked in the periphery to the clipper. So melee if hot, that's where you're passing. That if hot milk spills over cold meat, so you have to peel off from the surface, from the periphery, and then and the rest of the meat is mutabachile because tatoigova. So the question is, how can the somnela tasteless dafman veis on the bay says not like the meat. Taste the second wash, not like the meat. So tasteless says that eophamic revision. So that's like tatoigova. What does it mean, eophamic revision? That's like hot milk that is spilled, in other words, milk boiled in a pot on fire. Then you took off the pot with the hot milk and you started to pour upon the cold meat in the plate, in the pot, cold meat in the pot. So then we say that only kiddiklipa becomes osa. So Mele Teisve says that Iro from the Klevishn on the basis of that Gemore is Mivashal kiddiklipa, but not kiddiklipa mid Rabbonon, mid an the Raisa level, it's Mivashal kiddiklipa. On the Raisa level, it's Mivashal kiddiklipa. So we have three shittas. One shita is the shita of the Rashbam. And the sheet of the Rashbam is that Yerufamik Revision is not in Vashal altogether. So then Rishenim has the Kashe against the Rashbam again, against the Gemore, from the Gemore in Sochim, that when a Chol of Cham is poured over Bosor Tzeinen, so then according to Shmuel, so it asks to be Klipe, so Mele. It answers kidei klipe. So how does the Rashbam say that it's not mevashel? So the Rashbam gives you very simple tarets. There the Gemara says ademeika. So in the course of a few moments to become cold. So the hot iloye will become cold. But until it cools off, it manages to be nivla kiddiklipe. So there is bria kiddiklipe, not visual kiddiklipe. But by Isurim, so even if there is no visual, so it's still osa. By all Isurim, if there is bria, whether there is visual, there is no visual. So it's also the raise, because there is no aloha of visual. By all Isurim, let's say if chelet is nivla in gosa. So, it makes a difference whether it's nivla for bishul or it's nivla through kovush areil gemushul. There is a lot of kovush areil gemushul. If you soak something for 24 hours, so it's also nivla. So, if let's say you'll be kevesh, let's say bosor in lard. Suppose somebody will be kevesh bosor in lard, so it will become also midraise, even though it's not bishul, it's only kovush, because kovush are kevushul. What it means kovush are kevushul? It's nivla, so it's also midraise. But suppose somebody will be kevesh, let's say a piece of meat in cold milk for 24 hours, then it will not be also midraise, only mirabon. Why? Because midraise only the bishul also tell. So kovush arik and bushel by show is also with the raise, but by was of the hollow. So the Torah was marked after the abishel, and the Torah is fully aimed of bushel and cold mill. So it's not also with the raise, but some mele that the Rishenim is the kashe against the Rashbam. The Rashbam says that Yerufam and Kavishim is not in Vashel altogether. Not even kiddiklipe, but the Gemara says that if you pour hot milk upon cold meat, So then the need becomes osa k'diklipe. So we see that the halapoches, there is bishul in the k'diklipe, in the periphery of the basar. So the Rashbam says, the Gemara only says that I involve in tzochim, ad meikar, until it cools off, nivla k'diklipe. There is lir, so mele, it's osa, even though by basar v'cholo, so a bleer without bishul is not osa medraisa. Some medraisa is not osa, but the Gemara doesn't mean that it's osa medraisa. The Gemara means it's osa medrabonon. By shori surin, it would be osa medraisa. So the, according to the Rashbam, so iruf hametzvishin is not mevashul at all. Not even kidiklipe. Not even kidiklipe. But it's mavliya kidiklipe. It's mavliya kidiklipe. So, cholov liseach, liseach bosho tzeinen, so you have to be kelei, because it's nivla. But bishul there isn't. So according to the Rashbam, so the pshat in the Gemara, bichol sholibo bechamim lufnei Shabbos, madich nisi bechamim Shabbos, so it doesn't have to have reference to hadoche from a klisheini. It can have reference to hadoche from a klisheini also. Even though it's mavliya k'diklipe, but it's not mevashal k'diklipe. And Shabbos, there is no yisar of bliya. And Shabbos, there is an yisar of bishul. But then there is the shita of the ri, which is at the opposite pole, that iruf hametzvishin is mevashal bikuri. Mevashal bikuri. So if iruf hametzvishin is mevashal bikuri, so the question is, but the Gemara says, so as far as this Gemara is concerned, v'chol shalibo b'chamim lifnei Shabbos madichnei se b'chamim b'Shabbos is concerned, so according to the Rashbam, it means madichnei se b'chamim b'Shabbos, you can pour hot water upon it, something that was never cooked, even from a tradition. But according to all the other Rishonim, who say that Iru is either Mivashal Bikulei or Iru Famiklevishn is Mivashal Lapochaski de Klipe, some male the Pshat in the Gemara Madikhani Sibacham Bishabes is Famiklesheni, but not Famiklevishn. Klevishn Shayam Mivashal, either you are Mivashal Bikulei or you are Mivashal Ki de Klipe, so it's awesome. Alright, Chut Namliach Yoshen. Bikulyes aspanon. What's in Yoyach Yoshen? Rashi says, Chutz midog moluach Yoshen. Because the Loshen of the Gemara is moliach, salted. But Rashi explained that it doesn't mean salted. You can have all kinds of things. I mean, you can have salted pickles, you can have all kinds of things that are salted. Salted meat, I mean, salami, all kinds of things. Moliach means salted fish, so it's probably herring. He says, "Chutz midog moluach yosh, oy kulyes aspenonim dog shekoyven tunino." That's tuna fish. No. So tuna fish is mentioned in Rashi. The word tuna, tunino, that's old French. So there you cannot be madiach even from a klisheni. You cannot be madiach even from a klisheni. Why not? Because that's a very basic halacha in Hilchos Shabbos, that even though the sheni is not mivashel, but dovor sheni is vashel bimheir, something that gets cooked readily, so then the sheni is also mivashel. The sheni is also mivashel. In other words, when do we say that the sheni is not mivashel? That's only something that has to stay on the stove for a long time, for a considerable time, let's say meat. You can't cook meat in a few moments. It takes a long time. So then, Grishen is not Mevashel. But Dog Moluach and Kulyes Aspenanim, that are cooked readily in a few moments, so Krishani is also Mevashel. And Rashi's Loshen is Shadachosei Zuig Mam Lachtan Shmamen. So in other words, so that we see, so that's a raya that Gilgal, base of Isaramecham, even though he didn't put it on the stove, so then the raya that that kosher ibov echamim lufnei haShabbos, so is only madir chenei bechamim b'Shabbos, because there is no bishul. But in Iklavishn you cannot warm it up in Iklavishn, because even though it takes place, even though it's not on the stove itself, so still there is a chilul bishul. But Rashi says that the chosi zeu mamlachtei midikorale gmamlachtei shmamino zeu bishule bechayv. So Rashi emphasizes that even though the Gemara uses the expression gmam lachton, but it doesn't mean usually gmam loche is descriptive of makabe patish. Usually, most of the time, when the Gemara mentions gmam loche, it has reference to makabe patish. So one could say here too it means he's chayv mishum makabe patish. So Rashi emphasizes, and all the many rishonim emphasize it, the Rashbo, the Rambam, the Ritvo, the Ram, and the Rambam. All the Rishonim say the same thing, that it doesn't mean Makabe Patish, it means Bishul. Why not Makabe Patish? So, there is no Makabe Patish in the Raisa, and at the Raisa level, there. And at the Rabbonah level, there are certain Rabbonah, like being Mafrish from Sumaisre, so it's Nira Kemisaken, so at the Rabbonah level, it comes under the heading of Makabe Patish, Nirek Misak. But that, even at the Rabbonah level, it doesn't involve a physical Makabe Patish, but only a legal Makabe Patish. But a physical Makabe Patish on the right level, by Ochel is not child. Anyway, all the Rishonim explain it that Moliach Yosh and Kulyas Aspenonim. So then it's also Shad Choson Zuig Mamelachton. So it means Bishul, not Mameloche Mamesh, not Makabe Patish, but Bishul. However, the Levush, he explains the Gemara, and that's a big pella, because I didn't see many of Mishnah should explain it that way. I didn't see Loirin in a Raya, but I didn't see any reason should explain it that way. The Levush, however, he explains Chut v'namliach yoshen v'kulyes haspenonim shad choson zuig mamlachton, that the chiyuv is not mitzad bishul, but the chiyuv is mitzad makabe patish. It's a big chiddush, and there are a few achrenim who mention the Levush. Mention what? It seems contrary to all the shenim. I don't know. I would like to see a Rishon who explains it the way the Levush, but I didn't see. I tried to look up in the Rishonim, I didn't see any Rishon who should explain. But the Levush explains it that way. But anyway, Rashi and Rambam, many Rishonim, explain it on the basis of Bishul. So what's the halacha? That's a basic halacha. That even though Rishonim is not Mevashel, Rishonim is not Mevashel, but if it is something that is nispashal bimheiro, so then there is bishul in kushin. There are a number of achrenim who say that, let's say, an egg you shouldn't even put in kushin, because an egg is also something that is nispashal bimheiro. The Gemara mentions Moliach Yoshin, Kulis Aspenonim, and what the din that is mentioned, Chono, many Rishonim said, you're not allowed to pour salt in hot soup, in Meklisheni. Why? Meklisheni is not Mevashel. The answer is because salt is also Mevashel Meir. Let's say celery is not Mevashel Meir. So to put celery, you know, in soup, let's say in the plate, you're allowed. But salt you're not allowed to put unless it's not yateledes. If it is yateledes, you're not allowed to put salt. Why? Because salt is not an eichel, it's a tavli. It's like a spice. But it's in special mail. Spices too. Some spices require a long time on the fire to give it flavor in the eichel. And some, like salt, it doesn't have to stand on the fire, even if it's shiny. It's in special mail. Is in Basel mail?
Mandeln.
What is that?
Mandeln.
What mandeln?
Soup mandeln.
Noodles, yeah, so.
To put in the soup.
It's not pre-cooked, the mandeln. I thought
the
it was baked. So then there is the sheet of the rain. That even though in Bishlach HaAfieh, but is Bishlach even though in Bishlach HaBishl, in Afieh HaAfieh, because both forms of cooking are the same, but yesh bishlach ha'afiyah and yesh afiyah ha'afish. So since according to the rain, the fact that it's baked, so wouldn't be mutar to warm it up again, because then when you put it in the soup, so it's bishl and yesh bishlach ha'afiyah. It's bishlach ha'afiyah and yechon ameh is in special b'neo. So it's also, unless you put it in soup that is not yet serious. It's awesome. Alright. So that's the aloha. That something that is in special being hero, so cliche is bishop. Now, let's see just this taste first, because it's negated the pshat in the Gemara. Kol shebo b'chamim fnei Shabbos, we already discussed most of it. Perushin is bashali gamre. Can foreshly come on the very hobbies. Can Tarnegeles, the Rababe, Isherine say, Bechami na filu bikli rishi. So Thesis emphasizes that when the Gemara says if something was pre-cooked before Shabbos, you're allowed to soak it in the tradition of the fire, only if it's in Spashal Gamre. Lafuke is Basel to Mahoban Rosoye. Last week I mentioned that, first of all, according to the Rambam, so if it is Basel to Mahoban Rosoye, then there is Bishlacha Bishla and the Reisler. Now, the Atsa, the Arishenim, the Rashbo, and the Ritvo, they hold it on the Reisler, if it is Basel before Shabbos. Kimbachu ben Rosoye, so then, if it's in special, before Shabbos, Kimbachu ben Rosoye, so on a derisa level, there is no Bishlach HaBishl. The question is, but in the Rabbonon there is Bishl, or in the Rabbonon there is no Bishl either. There no Bishl either. So, the Ritvo, I mentioned it, I think, last week, the Ritvo in Shabbos, yes.
In the book is that whether Beitz is considered something that's special easily or not.
Yeah.
It's then shot in our mission would be either Beitz is a mission took about by something that's special easily, or Beitz is an example of wall food. We'd be telling how you learn our mission. Our mission says Dr. Beitz.
No, because the Mishnah mentions in Eisnim Beitza B'Sarameicham, that's not the Sheni, that's like the Rishon.
But how do we know, just part of what the Mishnah said, like if Beitza is something that's special, easily, you say a Mishnah's Dato talking about something that's special easily.
No. This, you see, here the Mishnah doesn't discuss the union of something that is in Zbashel B'Meor. The Mishnah only says that even though you are Mibashel it not on the stove, but away from the stove, not the air, but between the air, so there is a Chiyuv Bishul. So, I mean, the Mishnah doesn't even spell out that there is a Chiyuv Bishul. The Mishnah only says, in Eisnim. But then the Gemara asks, Gilgumai, so Rabbi Yisrael Gilgumai Chatos. What does it mean? He doesn't mean Noviach Hayoshin Kulis Aspirani. He means the Reisha of Kol Shebo Bechamim Lefne Shabbos Sheirin Eisei Bechamim Bechamim Shabbos V'chol Shaloi Bo Bechamim Shabbos Only Madichim, but in Eklerish not. Why in Eklerish not? Because Eklerish is Mevashel. So Mele De Kidn shihuruyo leichlo, in other words, in his mamuet, mechayev inish chatos bibishulo, even neklishen. So the Ram says, it's not just a thing. Alright, now. Kol shebo becham lefne ha-shabes, peru shen izbashe ligamre, kin poresh lekamon ferekhovies, kin tanegiles deravadle sheirene isoi, yichamen afilu bli rishin. Behold, as long as it's off the fire, behold, shaloi bo madichne say, leperush chashbo so the Asamu say, I don't remember whether the Rashash or something else, but it's a toy sefer, he should say that Rashbam, in other words, not leperush chashbo, but leperush chashbam. Lipirush Rashbam, because the Rashbam in Tesfes Dachman Beis, Tesfes mentions in the name of the Rashbam and in his Vochim Zavtzadikei that Irufa Meplirishin is the same din as the Klishen, is not in Vashal at all, not in Kedikis. So it's a Toy Sefer, Lipirush Rashbam, in Forish the Irufa Klishen, or the Shafiroch, the Insherin is into the Rishin, Avol Madichin is into the Rishin. They are hero. Even though it's Mavliya Kedikripe, so the Rashbam says, there is Vliya Kedikripe, but Bishul, there isn't Kedim Kedikripe. Shabbos, so Vliya or not Vliya is not important. The question is whether there is Bishul. Avol Nipirush Ramnetam, the Miforesh Diru Havei Kriki Rishin. Now, so from this, there is a Machlekes Rishenim. What's Ramnetam Shit? The Ram here in Shabbos says that Hamitam Shita is like the Ri, that Iruf Hamitlerishin is Mevashel Bikur. The Rosh says the name of Tamnetam. The Tamnetam Shite is like the Tinsters that one days, the second Rosh, Stam Tinsters. The Eel from the tradition is only Basha Pilipit. From this Loshin of Tinsters, it is the economy. Aber if you pirish Tamnetam, in the forest, Eru Havik with tradition, and Tinsters doesn't say Havik in the tradition with the Klippe. But the tradition says Mashma, and Basha Pilipit. So it's Mashma like the Rant. Al kol chokhmadichin is in the Krishani comma. Bin kein Meier im Adichin auf der Schere Name. Bein Ri, da viele Pichlischeine in Schere. Die Heul der Main Chami Merzik im Wasche. Die Afal gab, die Gnan wie Kamon. Aber Nesel ist sich Akaro, ist sich Atamcha. Heine darf getablin, schien Asuyen, wie Matis, es hat Dero. Die Lui Merzik im Wasche. So the first Loschen is that even the Krishani is in Schere. Even though Klisheni is not Mevashel, so there is no Bishul Gomo, but Merzek in Mevashel it is. The whole Damayin Chami in Merzek in Mevashel. We have forgot the time we come to Rabbo Neis in Yisich HaKor, or Yisich HaTamche. In other words, that he can, what he kara kara means a Klisheni. Hayne daf ke tavli, she nasui li mati ke sakaro, agdero, the Lui Merzek in Mevashel. Says there is a difference between an echel and the tab. Tabun is a spice. Echel is something that is eaten by itself. A spice like celery, salt. Who eats salt? I mean, no, celery. Celery is used to, as a tablin, as a spice, to give a flavor in an echel. To give a flavor in an echel. So, the V says that Klisheni is not Mevashel on the rice level, but on the Rabbono level it's Merzik Mevashel. Since it's only a Nisar of Merzik Mevashel, so it only applies to an Echel, not to a Tavlin. In other words, you're allowed to be Sheire a Tavlin Klisheni, but you're not allowed to be Sheire an Echel in Klisheni. So celery you can put in Klisheni, but an echel, you're not allowed. Let's say an apple, you cannot put in the fish. Because of merzek and mevash. In ame ho adin sheire nisi. Kidin daire bikushen. Vihodi nokat madichin lashminon deafil adoche havet mamloche bimluach hayoshin vikulis aspanon. The second lotion is that when the Gemara says the Madichan is Bechamishabes, love Dafke Madichan, Sheirin is Bechamishabes, because it is reference to Klisheni. So why does it say you can pour from Klisheni? To tell us that something that is Bashal Gineiro, like Mulia Chayoshin and Kulias Aspananin, so then you cannot even pour from the Klisheni. You cannot even pour from Klisheni. Now, Here Teisve says that the spice, the tavlin, is more kal than an echel. Because the gabi an echel, so klisheni is also the rabbon of melzik and vash. The gabi tavlin, there is no use of the rabbon of melzik and vash. Now, but the gabi salt, so we say, the shonoch paskins, that can be salt, that you're not allowed to pour in salt, even the cliche in the plate, if it's yatzeles. So that's not in conflict with what this taste says, because here taste discusses something that is not nisbasho bimeo. So if something is not nisbasho bimeo, so then a tablin is more lenient. Is more lenient because not shayach to say melzik and bashal, but salt is also to be poured into the plate not because of melzik and bashal, but because of bishul gomor on the rice level. Because salt is nisbashal mimeiro. If salt is nisbashal mimeiro, so then on the contrary, so then it is just as chomor as an eichel if it's nisbashal mimeiro. in Basnail in just this summer. Now, in regard to putting in a Tibet in the cliché, so there are some who are matir to put in a Tibet in the cliché. But Bodo, Hashulchan, and the Mishneh Brura, Asa. Why do we Asa? The Asa, because for the same reason as Moliach Yoshin and Kulias Aspanon, because it's Nevasha the Neil. Some Melech Mishen is Nevasha. And that is important to know. You see, the difference between Klisheni and the Klishishi is only Shayach Ligabi, something that is not Nevasha the Neil. But there is a Shittes HaRisheni, one Washington says, the Ramban, that Klisheni is also the Rabbonim because Melech Nevasha. So then there's a difference between Klisheni and Klishishi. So, because Taisa says, the Davi says that food Klisheni is here, and you are mine, Ham, Melech Nevasha. So Shayli not. But Hadoche, Yerupan Klisheni, yes, certainly Klishishi is as lenient as Yerupan Klisheni. Mashain King, something as is Vashal the Mayor. So there is no difference. Klisheni, Klishishi can be Kliasir. So, in other words, some people are very cool, they don't put in a tea bag in a Klisheni, but they pour water into a glass, and then they pour the hot water from the first glass into the second glass. And then they put the tea bag in the second glass. It's a Klisheni. That's no matter. Because the reason as to why we're not allowed, I mean, the Hashulchan says, there are some poskim, the Pepyanko Etlinger, so he is matia to put in tea. I mean, he didn't talk of tea bags, alright, he talked of tea in the cliché. But the Hashulchan and the Mishneh Brura aseret. Why do they aseret? Because it's in special bimheo. It's nisbashu b'meiro, momentarily it's nisbashu. So mele, if it's nisbashu b'meiro, so then klishen is nisbashu, and klishlish can also be nisbashu. If it's yateleres, so it's no difference. The difference between klishen and klishlish is only shayach, something that is not nisbashu b'meiro. So in klisheni, there is definitely no bishla at the right level. But there is the Sarasheni, the Ri, the Ramban, that with Rabbonon it's also because of Melzik and the Rasha. So then, Klishlishi is certainly Mutah, because even Yerufam Klisheni is Mutah. So Klishlishi is certainly Mutah. But something that is special Bimheiro, that he can have Bishlam with Raise, no difference, Klisheni, Klishlishi, and Kliasiri. As long as it's hot, so there can be Bishlam. Alright, now. Velo yafkieno bisutri. Vihodik na nesnin tafshir. Vizichadeir. Bishvil. Sheyitshomo. Vesamayim ayopim beroyim. Bishvil sheyitzanenu. Vesatzenim bechamo. Bishvil sheyechamo. Leine rabyeisi. Velo yrabonon. Omer Rav Nachman. Bechamo dikulalno pliga dishore. Vitil disoye kulalno pliga dioser. But there is a difference, you see. The chamo kulanu with ligadi shore, that means it's muter even with the rabbonon. And betil this here kulanu with ligadi oser and his chai vechatos. Keep ligadi betil this a chamo. Mar soba gazvin until this the rabbonon say, gazvin until this a chamo to till this a here, umar soba loy gazvin. And Rabbi Yisi holds that we are not gazer till this a here. Till the Sahamo or to till the Seir. Now the Rashi again, the till the Seir. So the Hamo, the Shemesh, the Shoradin, the Avishuradikach. The Hamo, the Eli Michlef, the Lik Zahoto. The till the Seir, the Yen Buham, Hasuda Raze, the Eir Mitrilo. The Osea, the Habe Bishop, till the Hamo, Shehuham, Hasuda Behamo. Or to till the Seir, the man, the Jose, Sova, the till the Seir. Now, לא יתננו בחיר וליף לי קנאמה רבי יסי בהור. So just as Rabbi Yisi was chilek on the first din mentioned in the Mishnah, we have can be sutrin, because Rabbi Yisi holds that just as it is mutar in the Rabbanon to be mivashil in the Chama directly, so it's mutar to be mivashil until this Chama is the relative of Chama. So he should be matir hatmone of an egg the chayil baba katrochim, because the chayil that's there is chamo, the chayil is heated by the sun. The leaf liktam Rabbi Yisi b'or. So Rabbi Omar Zeiro shemayat min b'remetz. Rabbi Yisi b'omar mipni shemazis ofa min kemei. So according to Rabbi, it's only also, this is also Ritma Livide Rabbi Yisi, because of Xeiro Shemayat Beremetz. So Mele, only if he's Matlin Bechel, but suppose he's not Matlin, means he thrust it in, but suppose, well, I send, it's hard to visualize that, a case of putting it on the sand and that it shouldn't fall in, because if it sends, so Mele he thrust it in. But suppose for some reason the egg can lie on the surface of the sand and doesn't sink in the sand. So there's no atmone. So then there's no yisera of xera shemayatim beremetz. So then, according to Rabbi Yisi, it would be muter. But according to Rabbanu of Rabbi Yisi, it would be usher anyway. Because according to Rabbanu of Rabbi Yisi, we don't have to resort to a special xera of shemayatim beremetz or mezuzah from kene. So it's usher because of bishul b'til b'chamo. But according to Gemara's kasha was, why doesn't Rabbi Yisi, why doesn't Mishnah say Rabbi Yisi matir? So the Gemara says Rabbi Yisi is made in Sosa. Why? Because Zero Shemiyat Meremez. So according to Rabbi Yisi, it's only also Verachat Moni, not if he doesn't sink in the sand. But Mashenkin, according to Rabbanon, it could be also Mitzad, the same Yisar as we have Kenu Bisutrin, Mitzad Bishul Bitel de Isachamo. So even if it's not a Rachamon, but the Gemara is saying that I'll leave it to Rabbi Yisi. So Rabbi Omar Zeiro Shemiyat Min Beremetz, Rabbi Yisi Zom Shemiyat Zom Shemiyat Zom Shemiyat. Now let's see the Rashi. Shemiyat Min Beremetz Iman Dechose Sova Amer Dehaile Vishule Vahaile Vishule Vita Vahai Derachat Mone Mali Remetz Mali Cheil Umishmoche Mili Rabbi Yisi Shemiyat Zofo Shemo Lo Yehi Shom Cheil Oko Lecho Atzirech. And it's a little attached at the chayil. The osela zuze ofar hadavuk. We have a chayfer gumor. We have a chayfer gumor. Now, what the isar of chayfer gumor? What the isar of chayfer gumor? So, they saw the it's an isar of chayresh. And the bayis, let's say bisman chazal, so the batim had an earthly floor. So the bayis, it was in locher binyan. It was in Loch Albinyan. So, Havech Hefer Gomor. So, my binaye, Ike binaye, Ofer Tichuach. In other words, Kleimar, Tichuach Beinek, Bilekel Meichash Lemezis. So Rashi explains this Gemore. I say Rashi explains, because the Rashbo mentions in the name of Rabbi Boyen just the reverse. But Rashi explains, my binaye iki binaye ofer techuach. So according to Rabbi, that liat neno bechel is osa because of zero shemiyat min beremetz, shemiyat min beremetz. So meili shayach, but shemo yozi zofam kenei, because you are reikir, you are chaykir, you're not chaykir here. It's ofer techuach. It's all loose. The sand is all loose, it's not a tech sand. This is how Rashi explained it. So Shema Yod is off. Does anyone have the other Fidusha Rashbo? Okay. damrim amai b'nai ofa tepulach pirish rashi zal v'man di oma ha-shem yadim v'rem etzike v'man di oma ha-shem yadim v'rem etzike leke v'ofa tepulach leke mishim v'hume v'ike l'meidak v'damrim am perikame di tesis v'lez di tkashi v'damrim am perikame di beitzik api di kanot v'kov di ksishe v'ofa tepulach v'kov di v'hume v'man r'chimini so di gimore when the gimore says the Gemara gives the Torah of the Ruach, the Gemara still has the Kasher Kofet Gume, but according to Rashi's Pshat, not Chayar Gume, the Ofer the Ruach. So Tesis gives the Teretz, and the Rashbo gives the same Teretz. The Yesh Leimar, the Hoche, the Ofer the Ruach, Harbe Beinik, Uminat Dorim, the Ofer the Ruach, Mamesh, Leke Mishm Gume, אבל הוסם באופה תחוח מועד שהסתה לי כאופה עד תחוח נעשה גומה בדפני של קרקע נדדה two kinds of אופה תחוח somebody אופה תחוח means loose end not a test end but sometimes it goes very deep loose end בימי קרבי so maybe it's not שייך to say גומה what kind of a גומה is there because if there is a lot of Ofer Techuach of loose end Beimik Harve, so you don't make no cavities form, no cavity because it sinks so deeply into the sand. But suppose that it's shallow, the Ofer Techuach is shallow, it's not very deep. So then, when you drop an egg into the shallow Ofer Techuach, so you do form a cavity. So that's the terms. There are two kinds of Ofer Techuach. Alright. Then, but the Rashbo doesn't like the terms. Then he says, Umotosi kan Rabbi Yochai Goyen Zal, Shepirish Behetach. So Rabbi Goyen explains it just the reverse. Gilmando amak zeiro shema yatnum b'remez leke, b'remez b'yofo l'michlet. Aber Gilmando amak zeiro shema yatnum b'ofo rike. Vashte, Asya Hidden Sakas Base Shab. So Rabbi Goyen explains it just in the reverse of Rashi. Rashi says, Ike binaye Ofer Techuach. So Rashi explains according to the time of Atmone of Yatin Beremetz, so Ofer Techuach, there is a Itzosah because of Zeosh Yatin Beremetz. Mashein kein, shemiyazus ofrim keimei, so by Ofer Techuach, there is no guma. So then there is a kashif on basis, and if the rutin, Rabbi Cohen says just the reverse. So, ike binaye, he says, mando magzio shemiyatim biremetz, so by Ofer Techuach cannot be nichlo with remetz. The remetz be ofer loy michle. Aber man do mag zeh was mir yaz do fo ik just the reverse.
Does the Gemara say that it can? The Gemara says that one of the reasons is Shemi Yapiremes. It's talking about the call or the crop card, isn't it?
Yeah, so when is there a Gzeva Shemi Yatim Beremetz? Because it would be Michlef with Remetz if it's Ofo not Yichuach. But Ofo Techuach, we are not Gezer. Rabbi Goyen explained that way. I mean, you can't argue Rabbi Goyen. And I can understand it, in other words, because Ofer Shein Techuach can be, in the minds of people, can be mixed up with Remetz. But Ofer Techuach, in other words, if we allow him to thrust it in Ofer Shein Techuach, so he'll thrust it in Remetz too. But if we allow him to thrust it in Ofer Techuach, so he's not going next Shabbos to thrust it in Remetz. That's what Rabbi Goyen says. All right, anyway. Just the reverse. Marinayek and I Ofer Techuach. Meisle. Rav Shimon Gamliel ein mir migal und beis al gabi al gresayach. Wenn migal und beis al gabi sit gresayach. Bishli man do mag zeh rosh mi yatn beremetz. Lekele migza. Bigagratiach, Lumatnale. And Lumatnale, unless he has a lot of offer there on the Gag. So, El Mandamantishimazisam Mikame Ligzar. So the Gemara says, because in order to involve the Nisa of Pesach Mekime, you don't need a lot of offer. Even if you have little offer, you can still be Mezes of Mekime. So the Gemara says, Stam God bless the offer, even little offer he doesn't have. Toshma, Maise Shos Anshitvay, Vilsiun Shalzim Lissicham Shalchamim, Vishli Mando Magzei, Roshem Yatim Biremez, Haini Didam Yilat Mone, El Mandoma, Mifnishemazi Sofo, Minkeime, so in other words, if we according to Rabbi, the Zigzeo Shemayatun Beremetz, so Haini Damilat Mone, so is the same thing, because here too, his Rashi says, Shematmin Mayim Bimayim, over there. El Mandoma Mifnishemazi Sofo, Minkeime, so what's the connection between Iliat Menu Bichel and Maise Shos Hanshitvari. Hanshitvari, there was Hatmone, a matter of Hatmone. So, according to Rabbi, you understand the connection. But according to Rabbi, he said, so, Iliat Menu Bichel is because Maisie's offerman came, eh? So it's not a question of being Matmin. There is no Hatmone involved. So what's the connection with Hamid Faria? There was a Indian about money. El Mandoshan Dokime, Michael Mima. So the Gemara says, Me suffers my seat, Faria, Asifikoye, Areishikoye. We are again, or be sutrin. Why? Be Rabbi Isimati, be Hoche Komale, Rabbonon. So Rabbi Isi holds that Till the Isachamo, there is no Isabishu in Till the Isachamo. So, Chokomole and Rabbon say there is an Isam Rabbonon in Abishu in Till the Isachamo. Vorekomle Rabbonon Rabbisi, Homai Sedan Shitverje the Till the Isachamo, Biaskole Rabbonon, Omaluhu, so it's not in connection with Ratman of Echel. But it's in connection with the Amachleket between Rabbon and Rabbi Yisi, in the din of Liafgen and Bisudrin. So the Rabbonon tried to deduce from the Maise of Anshi Tverje that there is an Isa Bishul in Tilde Ischamo. So Rabbi Yisi said, no, there is no Isa Bishul in Tilde Ischamo. But the reason is why the Chachomim Asad Anshi Tverje, because there it has a din of Tilde Seir. Why? Omar Hamid Tverje has a din of Tilde Seir. The Chalfe of Israel Genem, I discussed it in the Torah Mother lecture. And I'm going to repeat it again because I'm convinced that that's the right Pshat in the Gemara. And my brother, Rabbi Yeshebeah, approved of the Pshat. And Rabbi Hutner, Zechem Lebroche, was so impressed with that Pshat, another Pshat. And that he repeated it to many people. Because he considered that this is a mitzvah to repeat it because to hate him does a meaning because of the apikorsim who ridiculed the Chazal. So in order, because I was bothered by that Gemara, I wasn't bothered by that Gemara itself because I know there are many things that Gemara says that we can't understand, but as I mentioned the Torah Mother lecture years ago, that was, I was in Norway for my father's Achenelvach. So it was in Tovshin Aleph, so you can figure out how many years it is. So I was on the Lower East Side, B'Minchel Meirich, there was a very fine Rav, a Rav Lomri, it's all of Asholem, a very fine Rav. So he was learning this Gemara in Shabbos. And he had the number of intellectuals in the shul, you know, doctors, scientists, engineers, all kinds. And they attended that what Gemara he was learning in Michamayr. So he was learning that Gemara. I told this hero the half apisliganim and he explained it kipshute. He explained it. So somebody asked him, what does it mean? It passes by the Hamid Verye. He passes by the gates of Gen. So somebody asked him, a certain doctor, he asked him, so what do you mean? The Chamitzvah, a person fight against a camel. Since when, I mean, does the Chamitzvah, he was in those days, he was in Palestine, it wasn't called Israel. He said, I was in Israel, I was in Palestine, I mean, I didn't see near the Chamitzvah, he visited the Chamitzvah, he didn't see any gates of Gen, the door of Gen, he didn't see it, no one said. So he said, Gemara's off, Gemara base was his off. Of course he's right. So then all the people who were attending about Gemara were smiling, and I got hurt personally then. I got hurt as I was angry at the doctor, the scientist, because I felt that they don't have a moon in Chazal. Sometimes when somebody discusses Einstein's relativity theory, so let's say on the radio they used to have sometimes somebody, scientists who discuss, and everybody turned on and no one understand the word, but no one smiled. I also turned on the radio many times and I didn't understand the word. I didn't smile because I know I can't understand it. Here they all smiled. So I was angry at the scientist, and in my heart I had an anger against the hospital because I felt that he should have said, I don't understand this Gemara. It has a pshat that I don't know. He just explained it kipshute, and that's, you know, gives is conducive to apikosis, you know. So because the Gemara says such nonsense, I mean, that's what they said. So I felt hurt personally. I decided I have to do research. What is Chamitzvah? So I went to the library, I did some research, and then at that time I didn't have an Encyclopedia Britannica at my home, so in the library I looked it up. So then I found out that the hot spring, I mean, Chamitzvah, it's a hot spring, like the hot springs in Colorado. So I found out that the hot springs originated in a volcano. That's the geological explanation of the hot springs. Chamitzvah is like the hot springs in Colorado. So then something flashed in my mind. There is a pasuk in, I mentioned it in the Talmud lecture, but for the benefit of those who didn't hear it, and for the benefit of those who heard it and forgot it, I mentioned it here. Yomi Yates, Posig Zayin. Gil Ben-Hinnah. Yomi Yates.